Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 24th of September, 2011. The U.S. Post Office, established officially on this date in 1789. It's the birthday of Horace Walpole, born London, 1717. His father was Prime Minister, he himself a member of Parliament. He was an author, he was a prolific letter writer, and it was Horace Walpole who gave us the word serendipity, which he created from the title of a fairy tale, The Three Princes of Serendip. Serendipity, making discoveries by accident of things that you were not in quest of. He was also the author of the first Gothic novel, The Castle of Otranto, which combined horror and romance. And he was a man who devoted a great deal of time and energy to remodeling his house, decorating it in a sort of medieval style. He made a Gothic castle with an enormous oak front door and a cloistered courtyard and a huge stone gray library. He opened it as a museum even while he was still living in it, and it set off a whole architectural movement, Gothic revival. It's the birthday of F. Scott Fitzgerald, born St. Paul, 1896. Grew up, as he said, a poor boy in a rich town. Went to Princeton, his tuition paid by an aunt. He tried out for the football team, was cut from the squad, fell in love with a beautiful young wealthy woman who would go on to marry a wealthy businessman. He was expelled from Princeton. He entered the army, went to officers' training camp in Alabama. The war ended before he could make it to Europe. His new girlfriend, Zelda Sayre, called off the engagement because he had no money. So he failed at his dream of being a football star and a war hero and the guy who gets the girl. But he came back home, and he revised an old manuscript and wrote his book, This Side of Paradise, and Zelda married him. And they became the quintessential New York couple, Scott and Zelda, the epitome of the jazz age, a term that Fitzgerald himself coined. They died young. She was in a mental hospital. He was in debt in Hollywood. But his two greatest regrets still were having failed to serve overseas and play football for Princeton. F. Scott Fitzgerald, whose daughter said about her parents, "People who live entirely by the fertility of their imagination are fascinating, brilliant, and often charming, but they should be sat next to at dinner parties, not lived with." And it's the birthday of Jim Henson, born Greenville, Mississippi, 1936, who started his career as a puppeteer when he was still in high school. He was still in college when he created a puppet out of his mother's old coat and a ping-pong ball, and it became Kermit the Frog, which led to the Muppets. Here's a poem for today by William Butler Yeats, Brown Penny. "I whispered, I am too young, and then I am old enough, wherefore I threw a penny to find out if I might love. Go and love, young man, if the lady be young and fair. Ah, penny, brown penny, brown penny, I am looped in the loops of her hair. Oh, love is the crooked thing, there is nobody wise enough to find out all that is in it, for he would be thinking of love till the stars had run away and the shadows eaten the moon. Ah, penny, brown penny, brown penny, one cannot begin it too soon." Wrote William Butler Yeats. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found, and by Constant Contact, helping small businesses use email marketing with social media to reach more customers in more places. Online at constantcontact.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.